call the Tana County Planning Commission public hearing Monday, November the 10th, 2014. Order. Bob, could you establish a quorum, please?
Okay. Dave Stewart is not here. Rick Huddell. Steve Adams.
Here.
Doug Fabian.
Here.
Randy Fogel.
Here.
Randy Hayes.
Here.
Ronnie Melton.
Here.
And Mike Schofield.
Here.
We have established a quorum.
Could you explain the meeting procedures, please?
Okay. I'd like to welcome you to the November 10th, 2014 Taney County Planning Commission public hearing. Public hearings are required and governed by the provisions of the Taney County Development Guidance Code and are held for each Division 3 permit application, which is filed with the Planning Commission staff. At this time, I'd like to enter the Taney County Development Guidance Code into evidence as Exhibit A. The staff report for each case is Exhibit B, and the staff file, including all pertinent information for each case, is Exhibit C for all the cases to be heard at the public hearing this evening. A staff report for each case will be read, followed by a video presentation of each site and any questions for staff. As the chairman had indicated, if you wish to comment at the public hearing this evening, we do have a sign-up sheet for each case. Registration for comment will cease before the public hearing begins. When it's your opportunity to speak, your name will be called. Please proceed to the podium at the front of the room in order to address the Planning Commission. All comments and questions are to be addressed directly to the Planning Commission and not to anyone in attendance in the audience. The public hearing shall be closed upon the conclusion of public comment. Each of the Division 3 applications heard this evening shall be voted upon during the Monday, November 17th Planning Commission regular meeting, so one week from today. You may leave after your case has been heard. Thank you so much.
Okay, was there anything else? Nobody signed up. Okay, anybody here for the Beeler House nightly rental? Come on up.
Okay, this is case number 2014-8. And the project is the Beeler House Nightly Rental. The applicants are Brad and Pam Monicato. And this is the property in question. It's located at 945 Beeler Road. And we'll kind of zoom in on it here. Again, it's located at 945 Beeler Road in the Branson Township. Section 22, Township 23, Range 21. And just have a shot from each direction, one from the north, a view from the south, from the east, and from the west. The applicants are requesting approval of a Division 3 special use permit in order to utilize an existing five-bedroom single-family residence for nightly rental. On January 24th, 2007, the Planning Department issued Division 1 Permit 2007-26, authorizing the construction of a single-family resident of the single-family residence in question. The approximately 4,000 square foot single-family residence is currently listed with the MLS as containing five bedrooms and three and a half bathrooms. The property in question is served by an on-site septic system and a private well. The current application was approved for concept on October 20th. The subject property, it's approximately 1.15 acres and is a meets and bounds described piece of property. In review, the Taney County Development Guidance Code defines nightly rental as a residential building, structure, or part thereof that may be rented for any period of time less than 30 days, counting portions of days as full days. And so currently the applicants would have the ability to rent the residence for a period of 30 days or greater. And of course, in seeking nightly rental, they're seeking to rent it for periods less than 30 days. The exterior appearance of the single family home will remain the same. And per the per the nightly rental provisions of the code book, the maximum occupancy for nightly rental would be two persons per dwelling unit plus two persons per bedroom. So since there's five bedrooms, the maximum occupancy for the house would be 12 people. Again, the property is served by an on-site wastewater system that was permitted in 1999. And of course, it's served by an existing drive off of Beeler Road. Basically, parking-wise, it does more than meet the parking requirements per the parking provisions. It would require a total of six parking spaces, and the applicant has a three-car garage, plus really more than three spaces on the exterior. The nightly rental application does fall under the provisions of a special use permit, and therefore the permit is specific to that applicant and cannot be transferred without Planning Commission approval. Per the provisions of the Development Guidance Code, the special use permit also cannot be used to establish commercial compatibility for or with any future land use change applications. The adjoining property immediately to the north is light residential. Immediately to the south is Beeler Road and light residential and vacant property. Immediately to the east again is Beeler Road and light residential. And to the west, it's primarily light residential and vacant as well. The project received a total score of negative 28 on the policy checklist. Out of a maximum possible score of 29, the relative policies receiving a negative score consist of off-site nuisances, right-of-way on existing roads, emergency water supply, solid waste disposal service, use compatibility, and traffic. The staff recommendations on this is if the Taney County Planning Commission approves this request, the following requirements shall apply unless revised by the Planning Commission. First, compliance with the provisions of the Taney County Development Guidance Code. Second, compliance letters from the Western Taney County Fire Protection District and the Missouri Department of Revenue, including all other entities which have requirements governing a development of this nature, shall be provided to the Planning Department office. Third, a valid Missouri Department of Revenue sales tax license shall be provided to the Planning Department prior to the issuance of the Certificate of Compliance. A no tax due letter from the Missouri Department of Revenue shall be submitted to the Planning Department office annually, indicating that all sales taxes have been paid. Four, no outside storage of equipment or solid waste materials. Five, this decision is subject to all existing easements. Six, the residents shall accommodate no more than 12 persons per night. The total occupancy may be further limited based upon the provisions of the Western Taney County Fire Protection District requirements and regulations. Seven, the Beeler House nightly rental has been approved as a special use permit. Therefore, the permit is specific to the applicant to whom the permit is issued and cannot be transferred without Planning Commission approval. The special use permit, shall not be used to establish commercial compatibility for or with any future land use change applications. And eight, this decision of record shall be filed with the Taney County Recorder of Deeds Office within 120 days, or the approval shall expire. We've got just a quick video here. And this is just a shot just right at the entrance here. And, of course, this is the residence in question.
Have you got it where it comes off the road, Bob?
Let me double check. We actually had another staff member shoot this. Somehow my video disappeared from my phone. I think he may have in a second video. See what all second one may have a 360. No? Yeah, there you go.
Almost.
He started.
Are you looking for a culvert? Or I put a culvert in when I built the house.
No, I just want to see how the road looked.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, here you go.
There you go. That's the bus turnaround right there.
I think he's kind of shot some of the same things in the second one.
Anybody got any questions for Brad?
One thing, I did receive a call today, and I'm not sure if that adjoining neighbor was going to be here today or not, but she did request that I... If she didn't make it, that I indicate that she had concerns about noise primarily.
Yeah, Mitch and Jennifer live in that big 25-acre spot right there at the bottom. And for a while, I had people leasing the property, and they made a lot of noise. And they don't live there anymore, but that was a big concern of theirs. The good thing about nightly rental is that people that come in and they come here on vacation, so they're not really there that much. I guess they could create a ruckus if they wanted to, but... generally, they're out Silver Dollar City, out to eat, all that kind of good stuff.
How big is your concrete out in front of your garage?
It's about 35 feet wide and about 40 feet deep until it hits that driveway part, and then it's about 10 feet wide and comes all the way down to the street, and then it widens out at the bottom there for easy turnaround. You can easily turn around up top without opening the garage or any of that.
I was just concerned about you got... plenty of room for parking, but not if they're towing a big boat.
Yeah, we would have to make that stipulation in the any marketing materials that it would be tough to put a boat up there unless you backed it in. There would be room if you backed it in, but you'd have to be pretty good at it. I would agree with that. I have a Sea-Doo that I park in that one garage. I lived there for 6 years, and when I lived there, I would pull the Sea-Doo up and have no problem putting it in the garage. But something larger than that, might be a challenge. And we plan on renting about 150 nights a year. That's kind of what we think. Not every single night, not even close. But just to keep our payments up and keep life good.
Anybody on the commission got any more questions?
Thank y'all.
No, I guess we'll see you the
next Monday.
17th.
Well, thank you.
Is that right? 17th?
Yep, that's it.
Okay. Eddie, looks like you're up. If you want to stand up and come up here.
Okay. I don't know if you want Bob to read the staff report first or not.
Yeah, it won't hurt you to stand up.
Okay. I can stand up all evening. Doesn't matter to me.
This is case number 2014-9. The project is Thunderhead Point. The applicants are White Oak Ventures, Three Johns Company, and Big Cedar. The representative is Eddie Wolf. And this is the approximate location of this project. This is located along basically the west side of approximately the 400 to 600 blocks of Lakeshore Drive, Ridgedale, Missouri. It's in the Oliver Township, Section 11, Township 21, Range 22. And it's a little hard to get everything in. I tried to use the pictometry and get a view from north, south, east, west. It cuts off a little bit of the property. It doesn't do quite as well with larger properties, but... here's a view from the north, and you'll see these existing cabins here and existing cabins there. A view from the south, a view from the east, and a view from the west. The applicants are requesting the approval of a Division 3 permit authorizing the expansion and redevelopment of Thunderhead Point. Thunderhead Point is to include a total of 25 rental cabins, an associated pool amenity area, and a new parking area for the proposed new boat docks. The subject property basically consists of three parcels. In its entirety, the three parcels equal a little over 27 acres, but not the entire three parcels will be utilized for this project. The northernmost parcels do contain a number of existing cabins. The south parcel is primarily vacant at this point. On October 13th of this year, Division 2 permits 2014-29 through 40 were issued specifically for this parcel number that authorized the demolition and reconstruction of 12 800 to 1,000 square foot existing cabin units. And so essentially, this was already a pre-existing development, but they've pulled Division 2 permits for the reconstruction of a number of cabin units. A portion of Lakeshore Drive basically is indicated on the conceptual plan. Essentially, Lakeshore Drive follows about this path right now. That has been vacated, from my understanding, by the commission, and a portion of that would be rerouted to the south. And so it would continue to exist, but they are proposing to relocate that. The applicants are proposing to expand the existing Thunderhead Point rental area with the construction of a total of 25 new rental cabins. The applicants would begin the process by demolishing and reconstructing 12 of the existing cabin units, which they've already received Division 2 permits for. And then the applicants are further proposing to expand Thunderhead Point onto that furthest that parcel furthest to the south. The applicants will then begin the process of relocating a portion of Lakeshore Drive and also constructing the internal infrastructure to serve the new portion of the development. The conceptual site plan indicates a small recreation area, which may include such uses as a recreation center, pool, play yard, laundry, and fire pit. And the conceptual site plan also indicates a small area which is referenced as Explorer's Landing, which may include such things as an outfitter, beach area, kayaks, paddle boards, and pedal craft. As a part of this process, the applicants are also seeking the approval of the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers for the addition of boathouses. And so as a part of this Division 3 process, the applicants are requesting the approval of a boat dock parking area as a part of this Division 3 application. In review, the applicant is proposing to access Thunderhead Point via the relocated Lakeshore Drive. A portion of Lakeshore Drive has been formally vacated via the County Commission, and basically, like I said, it's going to be realigned further south. As a part of this Division 3 permitting process, the applicants, again, are also seeking the approval of boat dock parking area. The parking provisions of the Development Guidance Code really don't have any specifications for boat dock parking, but the Army Corps of Engineers would have minimum requirements that they would would require. The Planning Commission did request additional information concerning the ownership and access to the existing boat docks, and I'm sure Eddie can give you more detailed information. But essentially, he indicated that that all of the slips within the existing large boat dock are owned by the applicants, and one of the two slips within the existing small private boat dock is also owned by the applicants as well, with one slip remaining that's still being held by a private individual. The existing cabins are served by sewer service via an existing wastewater treatment plant. The development is served by water via a community well. The representative has indicated that the wastewater treatment plant will have adequate capacity to serve the additional rental cabins. The applicant will be required as a part of this process to provide documentation from the Missouri Department of Natural Resources indicating that the treatment plant will have adequate capacity to serve the development. All electrical utilities serving the development, it's my understanding, I probably need to clarify that for sure. I assumed that it would probably be underground, but I didn't.
There won't be no telephone pole sticking up.
But that's what I... the applicant will be required to obtain a land disturbance permit from both the county and the DNR for all land disturbances exceeding 1 acre in size. Thunderhead Point will create a number of year-round and part-time jobs. And, of course, a number of jobs have also been created just via the planning, design, and construction of the project. The adjoining property immediately to the north is primarily undeveloped lots and, of course, Table Rock Lake. The adjoining property immediately to the south is primarily undeveloped lots. And the adjoining property immediately to the west, of course, is the lake as well. The project received a score of 5 on the policy checklist out of a maximum possible score of 53. The relative policies receiving a negative score consists of existing road right-of-way, emergency water supply, solid waste disposal service, and use compatibility. The staff recommendations, if the Taney County Planning Commission approves this request, the following requirements shall apply unless revised by the Planning Commission. First, compliance with the provisions of the Taney County Development Guidance Code and the Taney County Road Standards that include plans for the following: sediment and erosion control, land grading permit for all disturbances of over 1 acre, stormwater management, utility easements and building line setbacks, improvements with scale of buildings, streets, on-site parking, and utilities, and a lighting plan shall show the location, height, and other specifications on the lighting to be provided for the development. Second, compliance letters from the Western Taney County Fire Protection District and the Missouri Department of Natural Resources and the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers, including all other entities which have requirements governing a development of this nature. Third, no outside storage of equipment or solid waste materials. Fourth, this decision is subject to all existing easements. 5, Division 2 permits will be required for all applicable structures in the development. 6, prior to issuing certificates of compliance, a copy of the Western Taney County Fire Protection District Certificate of Occupancy shall be provided to the Planning Department office. And 7, this decision of record shall be filed with the Taney County Recorder of Deeds office within 120 days so the approval shall expire. And I've got a few videos. I may not show all of them. This is predominantly the existing cabin area. And tried to do a quick 360 here. So drove through the development just really briefly here. And, of course, these are the existing cabins, and there'll be a certain number of those that will be torn down and reconstructed.
Does the commission have any questions for Eddie?
Are you going to read the letter and ask the questions they sent in? If not, I will.
Bob.
Okay. Do you want me to read each one or?
Read the letter.
Okay. There were really two submitted. This one, I don't believe the gentleman was able to be here this evening, but. He says, this is in regard to the public hearing notice, November 10th, 2014 at 6, regarding a request to construct 25 cabins with pool amenity area located at Ozark Paradise Village in Cozy Cove, with the public ramp and property owners' docks in the area. We already have enough traffic in the area. When we build our home on this side of the lake over 25 years ago, we did so because it was quiet. But your commission approved a project at one of the main entrances to Oakmont, and then in parentheses at the beginning of Lakeview Drive. The project dissolved, but the blinds are still on the property for everyone to look at. We already have enough cabins in the area. We do not need any more traffic. According to the covenants, this is a residential area. I vote no. Property owners of lots 4 and 8 and 24, Block 23, Ozarks Paradise Village. If I was able to walk, I would be at the meeting. And then he's signed it here.
Okay. We got some more here, Eddie. Question one, what were the plans for Hound and Water and Sewer? We pretty much answered that in the deal. Will there be a lot of noise associated with the pool area? Will the closure of Lakeshore Drive be a part of the project? If number three above is yes, will this be a partial or a complete closure? And will any damage done to Lakeshore Drive during the construction be repaired?
Okay, sounds like with the questions they got there, I probably would just kind of go through the project so it kind of covers all those bases. And one thing that's kind of out of portion here, by the way, you have to submit Division 3s, is if you go back to the map there, Bob, thank you.
Sorry.
It really blows the project out of portion because we're showing off 27 acres, and we may use 5 of it. You know, so that's one thing I want everybody to understand. This area up here is already developed. It's got existing cabins on it, and the reason I listed it there, that there may be some improvements as far as landscaping, disturbance, or whatever in that area, so we wanted to make it a part of it to cover all of our bases with the parcels. This big parcel right here, we're not even going to go out in here. We're only going to use from right in here forward, right in here, and there's the existing cabins they will tear down right there and replace those. And we're taking a lot of, you know, meticulous steps in planning this stuff. We've went out there and done site surveys. We've located trees. We've located the existing improvements in there, all the utilities. Got that all on a base map so these cabins can be placed strategically in here without trying to tear down all these trees. We want to save all of the mature trees we can in here, and I'm sure that there'll be a lot of trees planted after the construction's done. So it's not a case we're going to come in here and try to clear all this at all. I mean, we're going to try to place these cabins in there to where they fit the property, and they look right. And as far as if you go out there right now, and I don't know if Randy's been out there. I've been out of town. I just got back in this afternoon. Have you been out and looked at the cul-de-sac, Randy?
The cul-de-sac's under construction. I'm going Wednesday to look at it. And now this drawing is not according to what was vacated and what was contingent on the vacating or the placement of the cul-de-sac. It should be just below the mark you drive it where the
right.
cul-de-sac is.
The drawings that I prepared is where the cul-de-sac's being placed. These drawings here are done by an architect out of town, and all those, when the commissioners approved the cul-de-sac and you discussed all that with them, all those exhibit drawings were put with the documents as far as the legals. And so the cul-de-sac will be up there on Lakeshore, right, if I'm reading this map here right, be right in there.
It should be right in there.
And I talked to Jamie today. He said that all of the dirt work was done. I don't know if they got the base material on it or not. They were planning on finishing it this week, but due to the cold weather, they may not be able to asphalt. And that's the condition it's in, I was told today. But I haven't physically looked at it to see it, but I believe that to be the way it is since they told me that. And I think Tom Boyce is the one that's building it.
He's got to talk to Tom Boyce before he started construction.
And to further that, as far as the placement of that, we went out there and physically set the location where the cul-de-sac is to be built according to what the commissioners approved when they vacated the road, so it would be put in the right place. And then one of the other objects in there that Bob had in the decision of record was about the replatting of that, and we fully intend to do that because we don't want to deal with multiple setbacks on interior lot lines. There is public right-of-ways inside this that have been vacated that we want to create one big lot out of all the property so we don't have to deal with any internal setbacks at all on there. And that has already been prepared, and it's at the point where their legal counsel will look at it now and decide how we're going to end up doing the plat, because we've got three different entities that the property's in, so they may need to transfer some out of one entity into the other, or we just have them all sign the plat. That's up to their legal counsel. As far as the boat docks out here, I think Bob pretty well got that in the report. I had that question at the concept hearing, and I addressed that question to Big Cedar, and they told me they own the big dock 100%, and they own one stall in the small dock and had made arrangements with that owner. I didn't ask who the owner was. They didn't tell me that he will have access to the dock anytime he wants it at any time. They've already worked that out as a gentleman's agreement between them. Because the way it stands right now, as quick as that cul-de-sac gets, I think I'm right on this, Randy, is as quick as it gets paved and you look at it and approve it, everything's done as far as vacation. And that was the only condition I think they had in there, plus us getting the amended plat of all those lots taken care of. I think that's the last two objects that we had. Now, as far as some of the comments, if I remember those right there, Steve, is the pool area. It's going to be sitting right down in here on this concept drawing. It's going to be a long ways away from any residents. Now, I know the noise along that lake will carry. You can whistle and hear it for a mile up down that lake. But with all the, I'm sure, with activity here and all the activity that's across the lake, back in the cove, out on the lake, people partying out there on the islands and everything else, it's probably not going to make a difference because we're only adding 13 cabins. So there's not going to be a huge amount of people use that, I don't believe. And with the uses we got in there, like kayaking and stuff like that there, it's going to be the smaller toys on the lake that will be using those areas, to the best of my knowledge, where it won't be the big boats or people ripping out in and out of there with scarabs or whatever. But that's where it sits. And I don't know what the distance, but I'd estimate the distance to any house in there at least 1,000 feet or farther. because they own, I showed you on the map before there, they owned everything in there. This house right there they don't own, and there's one right there they don't own. And they bought this one. I think everything else in there they own. So the people that be affected, if there's any noise, could be here across the lake in the subdivision there. And as far as covenants and stuff go with Ozark Paradise Village in there, the village has agreed that any development in there that, you know, that they're just not, they're not, they're, they want to develop. You know, they have give that approval over time and time again, all up and down. OPV is such a mixed use area, and it's a very huge piece of ground that OPV sits on. And so that there is something that they don't even look at out there anymore. And let's see, was there something else on there, Steve, I didn't address? Or
The damage done to Lakeshore during construction.
Construction traffic, as far as I know, the plans will be to come in here and use Lakeshore in there. And I'm sure if they blow a hole out, they'll fix it in there. And there will, as far as traffic in there affecting the residents up here in Ozark Paradise Village up in there, the purpose of this cul-de-sac down here is to stop that. We don't want traffic going up in Ozark Paradise Village and coming to these cabins. That's why I've put in a cul-de-sac here. And over the large scheme of things, which we're not addressing here, but Randy is aware of it, that even way over on Devil's Pool, we're trying to get this traffic, and with roads built from top of the rock all the way through to Big Cedar Resort, and there's other roads planned, that we're trying to stop the traffic that is hindering the residents out there and move as much of it as we can internally into the resort. And we want the people that rent these cabins to come through the lodge here, rent them, and then drive out this road here to the cabins and then drive back that way. We don't want them coming out this way. And that cul-de-sac there will stop that. And that's what we're proposing, and we're doing the same thing off Devil's Pool on the other side.
I got one more question. Do you plan to put an access road off that cul-de-sac, or is this...
That's something that's sketched on there, Randy, and Bob pointed to that. And that's something they had sketched, but I'm not aware myself as any access road that could be put in there as a temporary construction road on that drawing there, because they are going to come in there instead of driving off the end of that cul-de-sac. I think the way that looks right there, the cul-de-sac would be sitting right there, and this could be the temporary coming in here. I don't know. I can address that and tell you at the final hearing exactly what the intent of that road is, but as far as I have been told at this point, there's not going to be any public access through here to get down here.
Well, the reason I'm asking that is because I know, during their construction, I'll know when I go out there and look at it, that they had to put in quite a bit of fill to get the cul-de-sac, and which is going to create something that can be done, and just put a guardrail around the back side of the cul-de-sac for safety.
Yeah, that's something there.
With some future plans, there's going to be an access in that general area coming off the cul-de-sac.
The only thing that I have been told is that the construction traffic would come through here to complete this, and instead of driving all the way back out the other way. But I've not been told there would be any public access in there, because the intent of this all along was to stop public access from coming through those cabins, because it's developed down this road all the way back to the lodge, which is probably a mile. There's cabins all the way through there, and all that road is vacated quick as we get these little items done. It's completely gone away with, and that's with doing Devil's Pool, the end of it there where Stone Road comes out, and this one here, that pretty well satisfies all of the access points that the public had into Big Cedar, except over on the State Drive, they can come in there. and that's it. And the tunnel is built. It is open where they can come through there. And
little devil pool.
Actually, the tunnel comes all the way, the road comes all the way from top of the rock above the cave, winds through the woods, and comes underneath the state right up there at the big curve. And there's a tunnel there now. And you can drive right out on it, and the road will be taken right into the lodge where the public can come in, top of the rock, check in, drive all the way over to the lodge, or go back that road to get out to top of the rock to enjoy the amenities over there, to where they won't use a state going all the way back out.
Okay. Anybody got any more questions?
But if there's anything you want me to find out, I'll do my best to find out or let you know at the final hearing or whatever you'd like. But there hadn't really been anything changed with us since the last time I talked to you. The only thing is we've got the surveys in here complete. Now they are to their architects, so they'll be placing the final buildings. Then those will be staked on the ground if this is approved. But they probably won't stay there. They will end up going where John wants them to go. And because he'll tweak them a little bit, because he's very precise on how he wants to place them with the trees to save them. And he does a superb job in doing that.
Wait a minute now. That's... Okay.
25 miles an hour down that road. And I know John Boyce's truck did not be driving 25 miles an hour.
You're talking about construction trucks?
I'm sorry.
You're talking about construction trucks? I don't know who's doing the construction out there, but that's...
Tom Boyce is doing the cul-de-sac.
That's something that needs to be addressed with them, not Big Cedar or... We're not going to open this up to a big...
why can they not take their traffic the same way that the guests are
going to? We had this here for you all to sign up, and I know you probably got questions, so I'm trying to let one of you ask a question, but not a bunch of you. So...
I just want to make sure that there is not going to be any access. We've lost our road. It's not going to through the cul-de-sac.
The public roads are closed due to commission hearing and their approval. They're vacated. Now, I can't guarantee you that John, he could decide to put a little private drive out there somewhere. That's his property. He can do that. But it's his own private drive. It's not for the public to use. And that's the best I can tell you. I mean, but the public roads will stop at the cul-de-sac.
What'd you ask? The young lady, what'd you ask?
So our road becomes a construction road.
Lakeshore Drive.
Lakeshore Drive. I live on Lakeshore Drive. Basic, very close. I'm a small child.
If they get the speeding on, if you need to talk to Big Cedar, I'm sure they'll stop it or call the sheriff and have them sit down there. It's not Big Cedar doing it, it's contractors. So if there's a problem with contractors, have the sheriff sit down and give him a ticket, and they'll slow up. Concrete trucks, too.
Yeah, it's happened before. Okay, anybody on the commission got any more questions? Nope.
Ed, is there anything that you want me to answer, come back, finalize, or are you satisfied with everything, or I want to make sure I've got everything that you've got a concern about addressed?
Everybody good?
We're only concerned about the existing wells. Is he going to use the water that already exists along with the other cabins and not drilling another well for the remaining cabins for the new cabins?
Her name's Dee.
You probably didn't notice from where you live there, but there was a brand new state approved well put in last year.
You mean write that on here?
Over off of the state drive. And it's drilled very deep, so any kind of well you got out there, they're not drawing water from those wells. What they're drawing from is an aquifer way down below where you're at. If you drill a residential well out there, they run about 900,000 feet. These are like 2,000, 2,500 foot wells. You know, there's a big hole, they'll pump 500 gallon a minute, they've got standpipes there, so it's not affecting any of the residential water out there.
It's just that 2 years ago, a large number of people in that area all had to lower their wells or drill new ones.
It's just not that area there, it's over the whole Southwest Missouri, or I don't know, come down into Arkansas, because with some of the weather conditions we've had and the higher number of people using those wells, that they have fell. City of Branson, I think, lowered their pumps 150 foot.
We dropped ours in the last 5 years, probably 500 foot.
How many neighbors you got to see?
Then last year we had to drill a new one.
Yeah. And down where you live, there's...
No, I'm talking on 248.
Oh, on 248. So it's not a case where it's just that little isolated area. It's the whole area. And
I think everybody's having that trouble.
Yeah. But there will not be, there's no plans to drill any new wells right there. It's locally because they have adequate water supply to furnish the whole project, plus sewer supply.
Okay. We're going to shut this off.
Okay.
Your D... Did you know the young lady that left?
Yes.
What would her name be, please?
Amanda Tebring.
Uh-huh.
Amanda Tebring.
Amanda what?
Tebring.
T-I-E-F-R-Y.
You got that?
T-I-E-F-R-Y.
Oh. And your name, sir?
Dennis Harrison.
Got that? I didn't hear what he said.
Dennis Harrison.
Gillison?
Harrison. Harrison.
First name?
Dennis.
Dennis. Sorry, Dennis. My ears are plugged. Sinus. Okay, we're going to move on to... Okay, we're done. We'll see you the 17th of November.
Right.
Thank you, Ed. Tony. And Helen.
This is case number 2014-10. The project is TC Outdoors Nightly Rental. The applicants are Tony and Helen Williams. And this property is located on Juniper Lane, Ridgedale, Missouri. It's located approximately this area. And zoom in here. Again, this is located on Juniper Lane, Ridgedale, Missouri, in the Oliver Township, Section 11, Township 21, Range 22. And just have a quick shot from the north, south, east, and west. The applicants, Tony and Helen Williams, are requesting approval of a Division 3 special use permit in order to allow a future single-family residence to be utilized for nightly rental. The property in question is currently two vacant lots, referenced as lots 29 and 30, Block 7 of Lakeside South, Ozarks Paradise Village. If a home were constructed currently, the residence would be required to be served by an on-site or septic system and a private well. However, a future sewer main extension is planned for the area, which would at that time allow for a future residence to be served by via public sewer. The current application was approved for concept on October 20th of this year. Again, as I stated, the property is described as lots 29 and 30, Block 7 of Lakeside South, Ozarks Paradise Village. The applicants have indicated that they are wishing to seek Planning Commission approval of nightly rental, allowing for the future construction of a single-family residence to be utilized for nightly rental until such time it is utilized by the applicants as their primary residence upon retirement. In review, as we stated in the other application, the Development Guidance Code defines nightly rental as a residential building, structure, or part thereof that may be rented for any period of time less than 30 days, counting portions of days as full days. So currently the applicants would have the ability to rent the residence for a period of 30 days or greater. The applicants have indicated that the exterior appearance of the nightly rental structure will really not differ from any other single-family residence because, once again, this will act as their primary residence at some point. Per the nightly rental provisions of the Development Guidance Code, the maximum occupancy for a nightly rental would be two persons per dwelling unit plus two persons per bedroom. And just as an example, if it were a two-bedroom dwelling unit, the maximum occupancy would therefore be six people. The property in question is located adjacent to Juniper Lane, and at this time, Juniper Lane has not been approved. It's basically a graveled surface roadway. The staff recommends that improvements to the roadway surface be made really just in that short stretch that would serve the future residents, basically. And basically, per the parking provisions, there would have to be at least one parking space for every two persons of occupancy. And as we had stated, per the provisions of the Development Guidance Code, a nightly rental is looked upon as a special use permit and is therefore not transferable without Planning Commission approval, and it's also not to be used to establish commercial compatibility with any future land use change applications. The adjoining property immediately to the north, south, east, and west is really predominantly vacant, with the majority of the neighboring lots either being owned by Blue Green or White Oak Ventures. Big Cedars Development, of course, is located further east and south of the property in question. The project received a total score of negative 24 on the policy checklist out of a maximum possible score of 33. The relative policies receiving a negative score consist of emergency services, right-of-way on existing roads, emergency water supply, solid waste disposal service, and soil limitations. The staff recommendations on this, if the Taney County Planning Commission approves this request, the following requirements shall apply unless revised by the Planning Commission. First, compliance with the provisions of the Taney County Development Guidance Code. Second, compliance letters from the Western Taney County Fire Protection District and the Missouri Department of Revenue, including all other entities which have requirements governing a development of this nature, shall be provided to the Planning Department office. Third, a valid Missouri Department of Revenue sales tax license shall be provided to the Planning Department prior to the issuance of a certificate of compliance. A no-tax-due letter from the Missouri Department of Revenue shall be submitted to the Planning Department office annually, indicating that the sales taxes have been paid. Four, no outside storage of equipment or solid waste materials. Five, this decision is subject to all existing easements. Six, the residents shall accommodate no more than two persons per dwelling unit, plus two persons per bedroom. The total occupancy may be further limited based upon the provisions of the Western Taney County Fire Protection District requirements and regulations. Seven, the Taney County Outdoors Nightly Rental has been approved as a special use permit. Therefore, the permit is specific to the applicant to whom the permit is issued and cannot be transferred without Planning Commission approval. The special use permit shall not be used to establish commercial compatibility for or with any future land use applications. And eight, the decision of record shall be filed with the Taney County Recorder of Deeds Office within 120 days of the approval, she'll expire. And we've just got a brief video. Oops, sorry, wrong button. Now I've done it. Here we go. Sorry.
I just got a few old glade cedars. What we call glade cedars. Okay. Anybody got any questions for Mr. Williams?
How far would he have to improve that road? All the way down past his lots or just to his lots?
Oakmont will have to improve that one. That's all Oakmont. Yeah. I would say at least to do it a lot. And his access, a short distance out there, can be maintained. Of course, you got that short spur into there.
It's my understanding. I bought those. I bought there about 32 or 3 years ago, and I've always talked to them several years over the years about building. They've always told me when I got ready to build, they have to bring the road up to me. They bring it up from there, and then simply because he's the Oakmont member and the dues I paid, so they have to do that. Now, if I need to work with them, I'll work with them. It's because it's not that big a run.
No, it's a pretty short distance.
Okay. Anybody got any questions? Any more questions? Okay.
Thank you very much.
I guess we'll see you November the 17th.
Thank you. Thanks, sir.
Thank you. We got some old... business.
Had a couple things I wanted to run by the commission. I received two phone calls. The first one was for a piece of property, and I'll pull it up here. I didn't, be honest, I didn't throw in a whole lot of aerial photography, but this little piece of property is right at the intersection of T and Highway 76. It's a house that's been there for years. Trying to remember what year the original house was actually constructed.
Well, it used to be a video place, didn't it, at one time or something?
Well, right now it's been a variety of things. There's somebody that's interested in basically making this a pool hall, and I think essentially they would put in a pool hall. He indicated that he would sell beer, but not other liquor or anything. It has been through the Division III process before. In 2008, it was actually approved as a machine shop. But besides being the machine shop, as you gentlemen have indicated, it's been everything from my understanding, from a church to a bar to a daycare. It's been a photography studio.
Huh? There's no parking.
But I guess I just wanted to be certain.
Well, that's the entrance coming off T Highway.
Yeah.
Probably
can't get access off of 76. They won't allow.
No. But I don't see enough. Unless you parked them every place. That's timber there beside the building.
The primary concern I had was parking as well. I guess my question was the development guidance code just refers to a Division III as a change of use. Now, this one has been a multitude of uses. And, I mean, honestly, we just have the one Division III permit, but it was a multitude of uses prior to to that last Division III approval.
Being a pool hall, we're going to have to set some on parking.
If you go by there tomorrow, look, there's a lot of parking there. It runs all the way back to that one building.
Well, you, they don't look like that much parking to me.
Go by there tomorrow.
Well, I've been by there a few times, I just ain't paid no attention. The old boy next to him is, his name, John White. He got the cigarette thing out front and all that. So what are you wanting us to do, Bob?
As long as it's under whatever percentage, it's just the... Well, I guess I just wanted confirmation as to whether or not this would be viewed as a Division III, or my feeling was no, but I guess I wanted the commission's confirmation of that. Well, it just speaks to a change of land use, really, is... But it's not...
Well, they're not changing the use of the land, are they? It's commercial now.
that's the way I really kind of view it, is it's been a multitude of uses.
Yeah, I would say what you're thinking is probably all right. It doesn't even come to report.
I don't believe it does.
No.
I don't believe it needs to come for us.
Well, I ain't happy with the entrance. How wide is that, Randy? You think?
It'd have to be 30.
It meets MoDOT's requirements for
they don't look
their
it.
Their requirements, I don't have any jurisdiction over that.
I know, but what is it, 32?
Probably. 30?
30,
32 for commercial entrance. I don't know. 32 in our standard. MoDOT wouldn't be much good. They might have to do a little improvement.
In fact, they got a bunch of stuff piled up there on the right, the left side, looking at it.
Well, if he wants customers, he's going to have to provide him parking.
Yeah.
So if he doesn't have the parking, we won't have the customers.
Isn't there a cross box or cross pipe, or is it a little farther down?
It's a little farther down.
Okay. All that goes, so if you need some money to adapt, you know, you need to do that.
Well... What does everybody want to do?
Let Bob handle it. There you go.
Do we need to vote on that? I guess, yeah.
Might be better if you don't mind.
Everybody in favor of letting Bob handle this pull hole? Aye.
Aye.
Anybody opposed? Okay.
And then number two is... the Table Rock Inn, and you just kind of zoom into it. Whoops.
I thought it burnt.
It's off of 165. It was actually developed in the 1960s, and it's basically been the Table Rock Inn, from my understanding, since that time. There's not a Division III permit, because it would have predated our code book. There is supposedly this just closed today, or will be closing soon, and they're looking at basically tearing everything down, and they're going to they're proposing to construct a marine sales and repair business. I didn't know whether or not to approach that one as a Division III. It's been a commercial inn, but it was really a grandfathered use since it's been this inn since 1960. And so I guess I wanted to get the commission's view on this one as well, as far as how we would approach it.
Is that storage on one side of them, or is that both sides of storage?
I'll be honest, I've not researched it.
Okay.
I ain't figured out where that's at.
he's zooming out.
That's on the left, if you're coming from the dam, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So if you're coming this way, that's on the left, because there's the RV park.
I was trying to think what's right next door to it. Okay. I don't remember. Do you?
Where's the convenience store?
That road heading off to the northeast, is that Trophy Run?
I think so. Let's see.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, it's got to be. Okay, yeah, that is. Yeah, it is.
Yeah. Well, where's the convenience store then? Is that it, the red roof? Red roof?
I didn't know if it was in here.
Is that it?
Why don't I pull it up on...
I haven't been out there in so long.
That's the other RV park further down.
If, see if this will let me...
I thought part of that thing burnt. Did the part of the station or something burn?
Well, that our station's pretty close. Probably didn't get there.
Oh, shoot.
Nobody was there.
Nobody was there.
I know a lot of them that are out there, and they weren't there.
Shoot, I was trying to look.
Well, watch people.
They won't call us to come across the lake, so.
Trying to remember the address on that one.
I kind of feel like if they're going to build a new building, they need to get a permit.
Yeah.
Well, they need to get a permit, but it's not going to change the land use from commercial.
Yeah, all they're wanting to do here is...
Basically, I wanted to come to the commission on this one. We would either issue a Division 3 or a Division 2. If we issued a Division 2, it would essentially be for the construction of the new building.
Yeah.
Well, if we're going to do that, they need to come in front of us, right?
No. Is it building a new building? Do
they? Like I said, I think I just wanted to get...
what are you going to do
with the... Division 2, they don't need to come before us, right?
You're right.
Yeah, so I just say it's a Division 2. My own personal feeling.
I'll agree. I'll make a motion to that effect.
Somebody want to second that?
Oh, I'll second.
I guess we didn't do that earlier, did we? I didn't ask. I apologize for that. Everybody in favor, aye?
Aye.
Everybody opposed? No. Okay, Bobby.
Okay, thank you.
Can we back up on that other one and we can...
Which one? The one we already approved?
Do it correctly.
Hey, Bob, I got a question.
Okay.
On these nightly rentals, they have to turn in to you. No taxes due every year?
That's the way we've got it in the regs, right?
How do you keep track of that? There's a lot of nightly rentals over there. Is that like a bed and breakfast, too? Or?
Well, and being open with you... there's a lot of nightly rentals out there that aren't permitted to being open.
Right. They're probably not paying sales tax then, right?
I'm down with it. Probably not. There's a high likelihood they're not.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's going to be something hard to police. If you've got it in there, they've got to do that, but then who's going to police it?
Yeah.
They've got it done, unless you really stay on top of this. I mean, really. we'll have to assign one person to stay on top of that and make sure they send that
just to
no taxes due to you.
That'd be a good job for Scott.
That new hat for him.
He can go out and check that when he's checking all the other stuff.
That's a terrible job.
Yeah.
We have the same thing in Branson.
Yeah.
Okay, is there anything else, Bob?
That's all I've got.
Are we good?
We adjourned.
Do I have to...